Well, normally I don't do this. Normally I don't get an email and immediately put someone on the program, but I'm doing that for a few moments tonight. His name is David Dennis, and he is from Los Angeles. He's an exorcist. He does clearings. He breaks curses. He channels. He said he's 98% accurate as a dowser. He says, I, too, am in the beginning stages of writing a book on demons, angels, ghosts. We'll talk about that with David whenever he finishes that. But this is what caught my eye. He says, I'm writing you mainly because I have to have this on record that there will be a major earthquake that will hit Southern California, mainly Los Angeles, in the next 2 to 4 weeks from today. Believe me, I hope I am wrong about this prediction. I don't see much death or too much destruction, but I do see a lot of people shaken up. I get anywhere from a 6.5 to an 8 on the Richter scale, according to my dowsing. And this just caught my attention. David is on the line with us right now. David, thanks for making yourself available to us.
Well, thank you for having me, George. I didn't think I'd be called on this evening, but really happy that I was asked to be on. What would you like to know?
Well, this got my attention, sure. David, and in the fact that you are a 98% accurate dowser, according to you, I wanted to ask you a little bit about what you did to get this feeling, this sensation about an upcoming earthquake in the L.A. area.
Okay, well, I know you don't want to touch too much on the clearings and the exorcisms I do, but mainly what I do is clearings and exorcisms. So I do use my dowsing to find out, you know, what attachments or negative energies might be around, either locations or people. And at that point, I usually douse, and at that point I know with testimonials that I am 98% accurate. But with some premonitions that had happened, just flashes that I get, and I don't normally get those too much, and two very, very strong dreams, I figured, you know what, I'm going to start using my dowsing, which I know I'm pretty accurate at 98% wise, with clearings, I'm going to start doing this. And I just kept feeling it, and it kept growing stronger, and I had another dream and another. About three total, and then, some I probably were a little less strong. And I kept getting it was going to be happening in about 2 months ago and 2 months. And then I got it's going to happen in a month and a half. And then I've got it's going to happen in a month. And now I'm down to about 3 weeks. And believe me, like I said in the email, I sure hope I'm wrong. And at the expense of being wrong and putting my name out there, I might be, but that's okay. Not everybody who does psychic work is always 100% accurate. So I just want to make that disclosure out there.
Well, it is a fascinating prediction, David, and again, one that caught my attention very quickly today.
Yeah, I felt maybe that happened for a reason. I don't know. Again, I do hope I'm wrong. That's what I wanted to share mostly, but I just also like to get the word out there that there's a lot of people doing a lot of clearing work on clearing up the planet from some pretty dark.
Now this 6.5 to 8 that you feel, how did you get to that range?
I use a pendulum, like many who douse. I believe there's quite a bit of people that are dowsing now.
Sure.
I don't know how accurate some are, and how I got that. It was just basically, I work with my spirit guides and angels and my higher help, and I do get certain amount of times that the pendulum will swing, clockwise is yes, counterclockwise is no, and I also get numbers, so I'll ask, how many weeks, I say earth weeks to be specific in specific places, and, months, weeks, months, or years, and I'll go from there, and it started to, I started getting the same information. I've been checking daily. And it's coming closer.
It's getting stronger. Okay, that's Dave Dennis. He's an exorcist by trade. He does clearings, he breaks curses, and he douses. And he feels as if within the next 2 to 4 weeks, there's going to be a 6.5 to an 8 earthquake in the Los Angeles area on the Richter scale. So, Dave, we will be checking in with you. And, again, we hope you're wrong, but let's find out. And, again, normally I don't put someone on this quickly. But in this particular case, the way he positioned his email caught my attention.